everybody. Welcome to Wood with Handles, a baseball podcast for fans by fans. This is episode 30 for the week of November 4th. I'm Ryan.
I'm Josh. It's a kind of a big week of baseball. Baseball is now officially over. We had the World Series finish up this week. Neither of us predicted it ending the way that it did at all. The Boston Red Sox came back and won the series. I was tied 2-2 when we last talked and we were last on the podcast, and we both predicted that St. Louis would win the next one in St. Louis, and then there was just no way that they were going to lose two in a row at that point in Boston, and that did not happen. Boston won the next game, and then Boston won game six, and it was over like that. It just, the tables turned so quick from really being all in the Cardinals' favor to Boston just dominating. I mean, within innings, really. I mean, it just seemed like they came out in game five with way more passion and just played harder than the Cardinals ever did.
Yeah, you said it. Basically, Boston did to St. Louis what St. Louis did to everybody else all year. They just outplayed them. I mean, they were just way too good. And you saw it in games, what was it, five and six? So, yep. I mean, they were really, really good. I didn't expect it to go 4-2. I thought it would at least go seven. I think I even had St. Louis winning at five. So,
well, we both. I wanted Boston to win, but I admitted that I was calling St. Louis. And even when we talked when it was tied 2-2, we still were both going St. Louis, and Boston pulled it out. And they just outplayed them. I mean, I've talked a lot of shit about Boston, how I thought the Tigers were the better team, and how I really felt that a lot of the issue with my issues with Boston were the fact that they weren't really, in my opinion, that talented. They were just getting lucky hits at the right time, and I felt like, especially games five and six, that was not the case. There was great pitching from Boston and just great hitting. I mean, they were hitting the ball. They weren't hitting home runs. They were getting on base and driving people in. I mean, Big Poppy was hitting a ton of home runs, which was awesome. I mean, he was phenomenal in the playoffs as a whole. I mean, he never really let down, and they just killed him in game five and six. I thought St. Louis was way better, even in the games they lost in the first four, even the two games they lost in the first four, I thought St. Louis was way better, but those last two games, Boston just destroyed them.
Yeah, they really did. And I mean, they got the kind of pitching out of Lackey and Lester that you expected to see from Wainwright and Waka. And essentially that was the difference. So, I mean, maybe it's time. I mean, maybe we can come out here and say that David Ortiz is probably the best playoff hitter of all time. I mean, he's so good. So yeah. Many big hits, so many big home runs. And then Boston, really, it was just total domination all the way around. It better in the field, better at bats, way better pitching. The bullpen came up solid. So they were better in every facet of the game.
Yeah, I mean, something we've talked about in every round or basically every week since the playoffs have been going is what do the eliminated teams need to do to get better? It's something that's going to be hard to talk about with St. Louis, because St. Louis is a phenomenal team, and one thing we've, especially me, and I admit I'm not exactly the biggest St. Louis fan, not just because they eliminated the Dodgers, but they're just too good for me to like. I can't get on board with how good they are. But the reality is St. Louis, the organization, I mean, they're built on a system where everyone's able to move up and replace everybody. I mean, they have major league ready players as far as double A who are ready to go that could play on most major league teams today. And they're stacked and everywhere in every way. And they're doing it right. They're building it from the organization down. They spend their money properly. This is a team that got better getting rid of Albert Pujols. Like it's just phenomenal. And I am not sure that there is much they can do to get better, to improve. I mean, they have phenomenal pitching. Their hitting's awesome. I don't see where this team goes to, quote unquote, get better.
They have to. I mean, yeah, another year for Waka, and then another year for guys like Matt Carpenter. It's only going to make them better. I think it's just with time comes experience, and with experience comes, you know, more and more, they get better and better. excuse me. Unfortunately, St. Louis has to find a way to get better, because now they've got Pittsburgh creeping up behind them, and Pittsburgh is going to be right there, so they've got to find a way to get better. I mean, they're going to be good, and that race is going to be tight again this next coming year. But Pittsburgh's going to be there, so that's all you can do. But, yeah, I don't really know what they do to get better. They were really good. I just another year maybe and another year together, they'll be better than they were the year before.
Yeah, I mean, Waka's only going to get better. Waka's amazing as it is. I mean, his game five was a joke, but, I mean, other than that, I mean, he was untouchable
through much of the playoffs, yeah.
And, I mean, he had a fairly good regular season. He was way better in the playoffs than he was in the regular season. But, I mean, this guy's the real deal. I mean, and barring major injury, whatever, it's like I said, I don't see where they go to get better. You made a valid point about Pittsburgh. I would even say Cincinnati's still there. I mean, this is going to be the NL Central is going to be like the tough division for a long time because the Cardinals are always going to get good. The Cubs are only getting better. I mean, if you look how the Cubs played in their record this past year, the Cubs were a really good team. That was just a phenomenal division that the Cubs never stood a chance in. So, I mean, you have, I mean, in my opinion, I've been saying for a few years now, the Cubs are going to be serious playoff contenders 2015, 2016-ish. And, I mean, so we're talking another 2 years-ish. You have four teams that in that division that are arguably playoff-worthy. And a team like St. Louis, I don't know how you get better. I mean, obviously, they got rid of Pujols. They don't need the big names, and they're still doing just as good. But I don't know that even having a Pujols, granted he was injured, but having a Pujols 2 years ago in his prime or whatever you consider him as of 2 years ago with them this year would have even taken them over the edge. I just don't know how this team gets better to keep up with the growing talents of a Pittsburgh or a Chicago or a Cincinnati.
Yeah, I don't know if they can do a whole lot to put any more talent in place than they have, but losing in the World Series, that's going to give them a little motivation because now they know what it feels like to lose that World Series, because I think the last 2 years they've been in, they've won the World Series.
Yep.
So now they know what that feels like, and that's probably something you never want to feel. But you've experienced it now, so now you know how to get back. You know what to do. You're going to grow. You're going to figure out. You're going to learn from your mistakes. And they were a young team. They played like it through their stretches of the World Series. And Boston just – they showed their toughness. They showed their grittiness. They showed what they were made of all year. So I think for St. Louis, you don't really have to do a lot. Maybe just fit a few pieces here and there. But for the most part, they're going to be okay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't – I mean, yeah, this they're a playoff team every year. They're the Yankees of the National League at this point. I mean, sure, the Yankees didn't make it this year, but for the most part, it's always assumed the Yankees are going to make the playoffs. They usually make it every year. They don't always win the World Series, but they're there somehow. And, I mean, the Cardinals have became that. They're there every year. They're a competing team every year just because it's a phenomenal organization.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't know much more you can add on to that.
Not at all. So, they're going to be there, but I just think that National League Central Division is going to just keep getting better, and it's going to be an odd division because you're going to have, like I said, in my opinion, four competing teams in the next 2 to 3 years,
yeah.
Pending that Pittsburgh and Cincinnati can keep up their current level. Cincinnati seems to be there every year too, but mainly Pittsburgh, if they can kind of repeat what they did last year and improve on it. Which I believe they will.
Yep. I mean, and now looking forward, what does Boston kind of have to do to stay up there, get back?
I don't think they will. What do they have to do? Yeah, I mean, they have to secure some big contracts, I mean, at this point. I think Ortiz...
Well, they've got Pedroia locked up.
Yeah, so. But that's about all they have. I think they gave Lackey a contract the other day, too. I think from what I know, though, they're losing some of these guys to some bigger contracts here. And I think Ellsbury's gone, and I think a couple other people are leaving. Victorino, I believe, is out.
Yeah, I think Victorino's the one that's gone. So
yeah, and I think there's a few other people, especially in pitching. They're probably not going to bring Jake Peavy back.
No, after the way he pitched in the playoffs, I think he's as good as done.
Yeah, I mean, he did phenomenal for them during the regular season, but he really kind of screwed them over in the playoffs, and they would have been screwed if they had to go to a Game 7 and use him. I think Buchholz is getting hurt a lot. I think my biggest worry for them would be pitching. And I mean, I think they can only get better with the longer they play together, but I think you're going to see a lot of turnover on that team this year. Obviously, Pedroia is going to be there, but I think you're going to see a lot of new faces and a lot of people leaving that organization, not willingly, just based on money.
But see, here's the thing with Boston. I think this year they came in and there was very little expectation. Nobody expected them to win a World Series. I don't think a lot of people even thought they'd be in the playoffs. And they were the best team all year. They had the best record, and they might have had the best record in baseball. I know they did in the American League. But, I mean, they played way, way better than anybody would have thought they would have. But now the pressure's on because now people in Boston are going to start to see that, and they're going to be like, well, you know, another one's not good enough. We need one more. And so now the pressure's on. And, you know, I don't know where they go from here. I don't even want to try and figure it out because they've got a lot of choices to make. They've got a lot of people they've got to get it figured out. But overall, I'm happy for the city of Boston. If they, you know, coming from the heartbreak and the tragic situation of the marathon, the Boston Marathon, they deserve something good to happen for a little bit. And hopefully the Red Sox gave them that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, bravo to them. Good for them. Nothing but positive comes out of this. I was cheering for them at the end. I wanted them to win. I just didn't think they could, and I'm glad they did. And
yeah,
it's over. It happened.
All in all, it was a really good World Series. I mean, there was a lot of really crazy stuff that went on from the obstruction call to the blown call at second base.
To the throw out for the final out. I believe that was four that happened.
Yep. And then the couple of the home runs that Ortiz hit that were very well timed. It was a really entertaining playoffs this year, to be honest, all the way around.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it happened. It's over. Way to go, Boston. Baseball is officially over as of now. I believe the count is 102 days until pitchers and catchers report to spring training.
Yeah,
so
we got a little bit yet.
Yeah, I mean, we got a little under 4 months left. And I mean, it's always a downtime for me as a baseball fan because I don't really enjoy any of the other four major American sports the way I do baseball. And
yeah, I like baseball. I mean, baseball is before anything. I've got a little bit of basketball now, so I'm good to go. But yeah, it's going to be a long wait.
Yeah, I watch basketball, and I really like hockey, but the whole West Coast, we start at 11 o'clock at night thing really throws me off.
Hey, they changed that this year, I think, though, didn't they?
No, the Red Wings last night played at 10.
Oh, well, maybe it's next year then.
10 something.
I know they're going to move them, so.
Yeah, so that throws it off. But, I mean, there is news that does come out. I believe the Tigers got a new manager today, did they not?
Yeah, Brett Ausmus. Long time. I think he was in the major leagues for 18 years. Never had coach, never manager, but he does have a little bit of coaching. I guess coaching, what's the word I'm looking for here? He has been in an organization. I think he was with San Diego for a number of years, so he's got a little bit of experience. But it seems like everything's kind of positive and happy about it. So we're gonna wait and see.
I know he was a big rumor for the Chicago coaching job, and
he's a young guy. So yeah. I mean, it's gonna be something very drastic from where they were with Leland, and I think that's kind of what they wanted.
Yeah,
a little bit of extreme change.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to see it. We're gonna see how it works out. Of course, we'll never know until a few years down the line what his future is, but it's exciting right now for them.
Yeah, another big thing that I was almost shocked by, I mean, I can't say I'm shocked. I should say I just didn't expect it. Derek Jeter was signed to a one-year contract.
I think that kind of tells you what you need to know about that.
Yeah, just like why? I know he believes he can play. But give it up, man. I mean, come back. If he's going to come back this year, this needs to be a Mariano Rivera farewell tour.
And I think it's going to be. I don't know. Hopefully it is. I think he's a little bit of a shell of what he used to be.
Oh, but, absolutely.
You know, it's one of those things. So
yeah, I mean, and obviously going through the postseason still, there's a lot of free agents this year.
Yeah, I was just actually about to bring that up.
Yeah, there's a lot of free agents and going to be a lot of manager jobs. And I think, I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, so far.
I mean, there's a lot of managerial jobs. But I think Cano is one of the biggest ones. Carlos Beltran, Ellsbury's up there. Shin Soo Chu, who's probably going to be one of the biggest names. One of the more important pieces for a lot of people. He's out there. Johnny Peralta, Napoli. There's a bunch.
Yeah, absolutely. that definitely is going to make it an interesting offseason. A lot of baseball news to still keep up with. I know the White Sox on my end, they signed Jose Abreu, played for the same team in Cuba that Yasiel Puig, our good buddy. He's not our buddy, but we're big fans of Mr. Puig. And
His next year is going to be interesting to see what happens with him.
Yeah, so Puig's teammate, Jose Abreu, he played for the Cuba team. He was this year in the World Classic, he was the most productive hitter on the Cuba team, even over Puig. He signed a $68 million, like, seven-year contract with the White Sox. So they're kind of putting everything they have in this kid's basket. He'll be playing first base, which means probably the end of Paul Konerko in Chicago, which, I mean, Paul's kind of, as a White Sox fan, I mean, Paul Konerko is, he is the Chicago White Sox organization. He's the face of our organization, but he's been a real...
Yeah, he's fallen apart the last few years. Yeah.
He's been just a huge bust.
I think now he's more of a novelty thing than he is of anything of substance, but
so
why not let him have it, you know?
Yeah, maybe we'll see a farewell tour kind of thing for Paul Konerko. Obviously, he's not the same level of player that a Mariano Rivera or a Derek Jeter is, but I mean, maybe we'll see something like nice for him going on. I mean, I don't think anybody hates Paul Konerko. Even my friends like you who are Tigers fans or other division rival fans, I mean, he's a likable guy. I mean, he's a classy person. He plays the game clean well. Everyone likes him. He at one point in time was a phenomenal first baseman, and he's still a decent DH. I mean, he's not terrible. He's just, if there's better, younger, if we're getting anything, if I'm getting a player who's 60% of Yasiel Puig coming, I'll take him. 60% Yasiel Puig is better than 70% of all the players in baseball. So, right. I mean, I'll take him. I mean, I think Paulie's time's done. And
if it is, good for him. He had a good run. I mean, as a Tigers fan, he killed us for a lot of years. So, you know, I there's nothing to hate about the guy. I mean, he was always one of the more classy players. He's, like you said, he's been kind of the franchise for Chicago for a long time. But, you know, we're going to see.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's all the big news that has came out of baseball so far, obviously. Dusty Baker lost his job. Dale Swaim lost his job.
Girardi got his back.
Yeah, Girardi got his back in a big way. Leland retired. Right now, the two big managerial positions that are open are going to be Cincinnati and Chicago.
Oh, there was one earlier this week. Matt Williams got the job in Washington.
He did. I forgot to bring that up. And I mean, we'll see. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The team's so on the edge right now.
I'm not sure that they can turn around what they have. I mean, eventually they can, but
they've got the pitching rotation and got enough talent, but there's so many unanswered questions, and
they're young.
The future is a little shaky, they're really young.
They're so young, and I mean, obviously Bryce Harper ran into the wall, literally and figuratively this year.
Oh yeah.
Hopefully he can turn around next year. We did have a bet at the beginning of this podcast for episode one that.
And Adam, I think Dunn, he won. I think he won.
Adam Dunn would hit more home runs than Bryce Harper, and I don't think I won. I almost guarantee I won.
I'll check. I mean, the bet was, what, 30? No, bet was 40, wasn't it?
I said Dunn would hit more than 40, but I said he would for sure hit more than Bryce Harper. And Dunn did not hit 40, but he hit, like, I think it was, like, 35 or 34, somewhere around there.
Yeah, he really flamed out, didn't he?
Yeah, Bryce Harper did not have the year that
everybody expected to.
Even I expected. I mean, I guess I talked a lot of Bryce Harper shit, and I didn't even expect him. Because he hit the wall, and he was injured or whatever, but then, like, he eventually got healthy, and he came back. And he kind of wasn't really what he was. I mean, I don't know if he...
Yeah, that injury kind of messed him up all year.
Yeah.
It really did. It took a toll on him, so...
Yes.
Adam Dunn had 34.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And so, hang on, I got to get to...
Mr. Harper.
I don't think Harper had anywhere near 34.
No. I don't think he even hit 20.
He hit 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you won.
Yeah, absolutely.
And congratulations.
30 episodes later.
30 episodes. Can you believe that? 30 episodes? I would have thought we were done after like 10.
We made it 30 episodes with probably nobody listening to this at this point.
But if anybody was listening to this, thank you for, you know, the patience, the time.
Yeah.
Just kind of sticking with us. We appreciate it.
It was fun. We got to talk to some cool people. We made some new friends.
Yeah, thank you to, I doubt any of them are listening still, but thank you to all of our guests. You really helped us. We're going to keep growing. We're going to keep trying to do different things. And hopefully it's a bright future from here on in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we get to talk to, I mean, announcers, managers, scouts, players, reporters, bloggers. I mean, we met some cool people some cool other podcasters for a show that we did right around the All-Star break that we never got to release because we had a huge recording issue and none of it actually recorded. Huge thanks to Carl, who obviously started the show with us. He was here for the first I believe it was like 8 to 9 episodes, and then our good buddy Johnny from MLB Memes came over. He
follow MLB Memes Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah and he came over and he helped us out for another 10 episodes or so, and then the two of us, with the help of your brother sporadically, really finished out the rest of the year. Obviously, I had a baby and moved across the country, so I missed a lot towards the end, but I mean, it was fun. We did 30 episodes once a week for 30 weeks, and there's only 52 weeks in a year, so we made it over half the year talking once a week about baseball and recording it and posting it online, which to me is phenomenal. I mean, it was something I set out to do just to say I could do it and just to keep myself to it. And we did it. We are late a few weeks, released on Tuesdays or Wednesdays, but for the most part, every Monday we put out a brand new show. And
it's been fun. It's been
yeah.
Fun, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been a good time.
And before we go, very early on in the year, we had the blog and we had, you know, guest contributors. Thank you to anybody that took the time to write for us. We know it probably didn't get out to as many people as you want, but we appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, we do. Just so everyone knows going forward, if there is anybody actually listening to this, we're not done. It's not over. The weekly show is over for now. There will be no more weekly show until
probably the beginning of spring training.
I'd say at least spring training, probably the regular season. We'll probably go every other week at spring training because there's just not going to be – there's no games worth talking about. So at that point, you're talking about injuries and people losing their job and trades and stuff. So, but we are going to continue doing shows sporadically. They won't be Monday releases. They might be any day of the week. Obviously, we'll let everybody know when they're coming and where you can find them at. Now that I have everything set up in my new house, I'm going to get everything caught up with YouTube and everything, so you'll be able to listen to all 30 episodes on YouTube. And then going forward, I'd like to get some better interviews. We've talked to some people on Twitter, people from ESPN, other players, some bigger names in baseball that we've talked to. Nothing solidified, but hopefully we're going to be able to land some of these interviews and bring them to you throughout the winter, so you can get a little bit of a baseball fix why nothing's really happening right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that being said, that's going to do it for this season of Wood with Handles. Kind of just like always, go on Facebook, go on Twitter. We're still going to be there. We're going to update as much as possible. You'll be able to find an archive of our shows, go back and listen to whatever you want. But honestly, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It's been a really fun season for us. So stay tuned. There's a lot left. There's a lot of good things to come yet.
Yeah, I won't end it just because it's a show, but if you're listening to this, whether it be iTunes at this point, it's probably the only place that you're consuming that if you are. But if you're listening to this on iTunes, give us a thumbs up, thumbs down if you absolutely hate us. Even if you don't hate us, if you just want to be funny and give us a thumbs down, we don't care. I believe actually iTunes is a star system, so give us 1 star or 5 stars or 2 or however many you'd like. Leave us feedback. Send us a message on Facebook if you don't want it to be public, or Twitter, and let us know what you like, what you don't like, who you'd like to see interviews from in the off season. I mean, I think in the off season it's going to be a little bit easier to land some interviews with some cool people, and I really would like to kind of make all those things happen. And let us know what you want to see in the off season to keep you updated and in the game.
I am Ryan.
I am Josh. Thanks everybody for listening this year.